This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has arrived in the Netherlands for the second leg of his five-country tour. He was received by the Dutch Foreign Minister Tom Berendsen at the airport. During the visit, the Prime Minister to hold bilateral talks with Dutch Prime Minister Rob Jetten and to call on their Majesties, the King and the Queen. Today, Prime Minister Modi will address the Indian community and meet CEOs of leading Dutch companies. Yesterday, during his UAE visit, Mr. Modi reiterated India's support for safe and unimpeded navigation through the Strait of Hormuz, underscoring its importance for regional stability as well as global energy and food security. After high-level talks with UAE, President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan in Abu Dhabi, Prime Minister Modi strongly condemned recent attacks on UAE.
Almost free, open or self-reliant. ये हमारी सबसे बड़ी प्राथमिकता है। इस विषय में अंतर्राष्ट्रीय कानूनों का पालन आवश्यक है। ब्रदर, भारत हर परिस्थिति में यूएई के साथ कंधे से कंधा मिलाकर खड़ा है और आगे भी खड़ा रहेगा।
Government has imposed a special additional excise duty of 3 rupees per liter on export of petrol. Ministry of Finance has notified about it. The special additional excise duty on diesel exports has been brought down to 16 rupees 50 paise per litre from 23 rupees. The special additional excise duty on aviation turbine fuel or ATF has also been reduced to 16 rupees from 33 rupees a litre. The revised rates will remain in force for the next fortnight beginning today. There has been no change in the existing excise duty rates for petrol and diesel for domestic consumption. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that government remains committed to improving ease of doing business and ease of living for the countrymen. In a social media post, Mr. Modi rejected a report of a media house on cess or tax or surcharge on foreign travel. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has constituted the Empowerment of Women Committee. BJP MP from Lok Sabha, Dr. D. Purandeshwari, will be the chairperson of the committee. The committee comprises of 18 members from Lok Sabha and 10 members from Rajya Sabha. The members of the lower house include prominent personalities like Hema Malini, Harsimrat Kaur Badal and Ikra Chaudhary. On the other hand, from the upper house, Sudha Murthy, P.T. Usha and Swati Maliwal are included. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that India had set a national goal to achieve a drug-free India by 2047 under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Delivering the R.N. Kao Memorial Lecture in New Delhi yesterday, the Home Minister said drug trafficking is not just a law and order subject, but an issue with a long-lasting impact on society and future generations and demands a comprehensive response. He also affirmed that under India's policy of zero tolerance towards drugs, the country would ensure that not 1 gram of narcotic is allowed to enter the country. Advocating greater transparency in the West Bengal Assembly, Chief Minister Shubhendu Adhikari has called for live broadcast of question hour, debates, bills and budget proceedings. He said people have the right to see how elected representatives function inside the house and that live streaming will ensure accountability. Chief Minister Adhikari also declared that the assembly belongs to the opposition, assuring members adequate opportunity to speak. His remarks came during a special session in which BJP legislator Ratendra Basu from Cooch Behar South was unanimously elected Speaker of the 18th West Bengal Legislative Assembly. And National Testing Agency NTA has announced a re-examination of NEET UG 2026 on 21st of next month. In a social media post, the agency has requested candidates and parents to rely only on the official channels of NTA. And that is the end of this news bulletin.